Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic drum and bass rewind moments, but with a rag-infused twist, and we're doing it cleanly in Ableton Live 12. This is the kind of edit that can flip a section from tight and controlled into full-on jungle chaos without killing the groove. So the big idea here is not just add effects and hope. The big idea is control. We want it to sound wild, but still intentional, still club-ready, and still locked to the phrase. Think of it like this. You've got a strong 8-bar drop, and near the end of that phrase, maybe bar 7 or the last bar, you start pulling the energy backward. The drums start to break apart, a rag of vocal chop jumps out, the bass disappears for a second, and then everything slams back in on a fresh downbeat. That's the rewind moment. First, make sure you're working at the right tempo. If your tune is around 174 BPM, that's perfect for this style. Now zoom out and find an 8-bar or 16-bar section, where the rewind makes musical sense. This is really important. In D&B, phrase structure matters. If you place the rewind on a clean boundary, it feels like a real arrangement choice. If you drop it randomly, it just feels like an FX mistake. Now let's build the source material. Before you destroy the drums, you need a solid drum loop to destroy. Start with a punchy breakbeat, a strong kick and snare, and some hats or ghost notes that already have movement. If you've got a drum bus, keep it fairly clean and punchy before the edit. You can use drum bus for a little drive and glue, maybe a bit of saturator for edge, and EQ8 to clean out low-end clutter. A good target is something that feels clear before processing, because once we reverse it and chop it up, the ear needs to recognize the character of the source. That's what makes the rewind feel like part of the track instead of a generic stock effect. Now for the core move. Resample your own drums. This is where the magic starts. Create a new audio track. Route your drum bus or break into it, and record 1 to 2 bars around the transition. Then consolidate that recording and duplicate the clip. Reverse the duplicate. This is much better than just grabbing a random reverse cymbal. When you resample your own material, the rewind inherits the tone of the track. That means the transition feels glued in, not pasted on. Once you've reversed the audio, start trimming. You usually don't want the whole reversed section. You want the most useful tail parts, the snare drag, the hat wash, the little pulled back energy. Use fades to keep it clean and avoid clicks. If you need it, high pass the reverse layer somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub or muddy the low mids. A nice extra trick here is to duplicate the last snare before the rewind, reverse one copy, and nudge it slightly early or late. That creates this pulled back snare drag, which is very jungle, very old school, and really effective when kept subtle. Now add a little Tate stop style motion, but keep it tasteful. We're not making a novelty effect here. We just want the feeling that the phrase is folding in on itself. You can automate a low-pass filter on the rewind layer. Let the top end narrow a bit. Maybe add a tiny pitch dip on a printed FX layer, or use frequency shifter in a very subtle way. The key thing is to avoid wrecking the groove. If you go too heavy, the rewind stops feeling like a D&B edit and starts sounding like the whole tune is melting. A small amount goes a long way. Sometimes the best move is just a brief volume dip, a narrowing filter, and a short tail of reverb or delay. Now let's bring in the ragga energy. This is where the moment gets personality. Pick a vocal phrase with attitude. It could be rewind, come again, sound b-boy, yeah man, anything with that commanding call-out vibe. Drop the vocal into simpler or slice it manually in the arrangement. The goal is to turn it into rhythmic fragments that answer the drums. Don't overpack the space. You want a strong lead shout, then a few chopped responses between the snare hits or break fragments. Leave little gaps. That space is part of the bounce. You can add a small amount of delay and reverb to the vocal, but keep it controlled. Delay feedback in the 15-35% range is usually enough, and a bit of high-pass filtering on the chops helps keep the mix clean. If the vocal needs width, use it mostly on the top layers, not on anything low-mid-heavy. This is a really good place to think in call and response. The drum chop says something, the vocal answers, then the snare comes back and pushes the phrase forward. That conversation is what makes the rewind feel alive. Next, pull the bass out. This is huge. If the sub keeps running underneath the rewind, the moment loses drama, so mute or simplify the low end during the rewind phrase, then bring it back hard on the restart. You can tease the return with a filtered res or mid-bass layer first, then let the full sub hit cleanly on the next downbeat. If you're using separate bass layers, keep the sub mono and stable. A simple sine or triangle-based sub, width at 0, no nonsense. Then let your mid-bass or res carry the movement. High-pass the res so it doesn't crowd the sub. And when the drop returns, consider opening the filter or adding a little saturation so the read entry feels earned. That return is one of the most important parts of the whole edit. The listener needs to feel that the bass is coming back with purpose. If the bass is continuous, there's no payoff. If it disappears and comes back cleanly, the drop feels heavier. Now we break the drums apart a bit more. Slice the break into smaller pieces and make the last bar feel fractured, not random. Maybe you keep the main snare strong, but add ghost notes, hat pickups, and a snare drag leading into the restart. Maybe you replace a full bar with just a few well-placed fragments, kick, hat, snare tail, then a gap. That microsilence matters a lot. Even one tiny empty space before the restart can make the next hit feel massive. A lot of people keep adding more and more effects here, but often the stronger move is to remove something. Let the groove breathe for a split second, then slam it back in. As you're editing the break, keep the main hits on the grid if they need weight, but let the smaller fragments swing just a touch. That gives the section that loose, human jungle energy without making it feel sloppy. Ghost notes should stay quiet, usually much lower in level than the main snare, and any little reversed fragments should be high-passed so they don't cloud the kick and bass. Now glue the whole thing together with automation and effects. Use delay and reverb sends sparingly and only where they help the phrase. A short, dark delay on a vocal chop can be great. A reverb tail that blooms at the end of the rewind can help the transition feel bigger. But keep checking the low end and low mids. If the 200 to 500 Hz area starts getting crowded, the rewind loses definition fast. You can also use utility to narrow the stereo image during the transition if things get messy. Keep the low end mono. Keep the important hit centered and let the width live mostly in the tops, the vocal, and the atmosphere. Here's a very useful teacher tip. Don't just think of the rewind as one effect. Think of it as several small moves working together. Drum interruption. Vocal punctuation. Tonal narrowing. Bass absence. Sharp return. That layered approach is what makes the moment feel convincing. If you want to push it further, you can try a double rewind. Do one short, dry rewind first, then bring a second one a couple of bars later with more vocal chaos and a bigger impact. That's a great way to create a real run that back feeling. Or try a fake out rewind, where it sounds like the track is going back to the top, but instead of repeating, it cuts into a new bass pattern or a fresh drum variation. That works really well if you want to surprise the listener and keep the arrangement moving forward. A good final check is simple. Loop the last two bars and listen at low volume, even in mono if possible. If you can still clearly hear the vocal, the drum movement, and the bass return, the edit is strong. If it only works when it's loud and full of effects, it probably needs more contrast and less clutter. So the workflow is, build a strong drum loop, resample your own material, reverse and trim the best parts, add subtle tape-style motion, chop and rag a vocal callouts, mute the sub during the rewind, bring the bass back cleanly, and then glue it all with careful automation. If you do it right, this becomes more than just a transition. It becomes a signature D-den-B moment. The crowd hears it, the floor reacts, and the next drop lands even harder because you earned it. Now go make it short, make it phrase locked, and make it sound like the system just got told to run it back.